In today's complex financial environment, many retirees are at a loss of exactly what to do. What retirement issues should you be considering? When it comes to your existing financial retirement strategy, have you really covered all of your bases? Are there any important retirement factors you have overlooked? Why spend another minute wondering? Call 303-710-3791 or visit ronkasky.com and get your free financial retirement kit. Dr. Ron Caskey's time and financial retirement kit is always provided at absolutely no cost. He offers a unique approach to a number of important items that you may want to consider when creating a sound retirement strategy for the days ahead. Your retirement is far too important to leave to chance. Call Dr. Ron Caskey at 303-710-3791 or visit ronkasky.com and get your free financial retirement kit today. The number again is 303-710-3791 or visit ronkasky.com now.
Well, hi everybody, Dr. Ron Caskey here, inviting you to stay tuned for The Ron Caskey Show. That's me, I'm Dr. Ron Caskey, that's spelled C-A-S-K-E-Y. I'm going to give you my website, my email address, my cell phone numbers, and here's what I do and what we're going to talk about on today's Ron Caskey Show. We're going to talk about how to protect, preserve, grow, and recession-proof your retirement. I'm going to give you some details. I can do more in front of you, but I'll at least get your attention on the Ron Caskey Show today, and I'll show you how to capture the upside of the market with absolutely none of the downside risk. Yep, for a fact, I can show you how to do that. And then I'm going to invite you to call me for a no-cost appointment in your home or your office. So I'm going to give you my cell phone numbers, my website, my email address, and then we're going to talk about your retirement. It's your retirement, folks. I don't do the gambling side of the table where you pay a financial planner, advisor, CFP, fee taker to gamble with your retirement in the largest casino in the world. And that's Wall Street. I don't do that. So stay tuned. The Ron Caskey Show starts right now. Well, hi everybody. Welcome once again to the Ron Caskey Show, and welcome to a brand new year, January 2026. So far, we're only 3 days in, but so far I have remembered when I had to write a date, I actually wrote 2026. So anyway, welcome to the Ron Caskey Show. I'm Dr. Ron Caskey. I'm your host. I'm here every week. At this same time, I'm excited about a brand new year. I always get excited on the threshold of a new year because it's all before us. We can't do anything about 2025. I'm irritated when I read the news the last week of the previous year, which I did last week. And here's a two-page spread in I don't remember if it's the Denver Compost or the Wall Street Journal, but important people who died in 2025. I'm sorry, but you can't do anything about that. And then they regurgitate all of the ugly stuff that happened in 2025. We live through it, folks. We don't have to regurgitate it, and we don't have to think on those things. We've got a whole new, fresh year in front of us. What you need to be concerned about is, what are you going to do with this year? And in my case, and my audience, what are you going to do with your money this year? Are you going to continue to gamble with it in the largest casino in the world? That's Wall Street. Help yourself. But for my group and my people and my audience and my family and myself, we're going to protect, preserve, grow, and recession-proof our retirement. And I do it all with indexed annuities, where you can capture all of the upside of the market with absolutely none of the downside risk. Now, I do that with indexed annuities. That is a, listen up, that's a life insurance company product, but it's not life insurance. I sell life insurance. If you're interested in life insurance, I can help you with that too. But an indexed annuity is a life insurance company product. You don't have to give blood, do anything in a cup, answer 83 pages of medical questions. It's a transfer of money from the, in most cases, the largest casino in the world. That's Wall Street, made up of stocks, bonds, mutual funds, variable annuities, where you can, yeah, you can make money over there. Well, you can make money in Las Vegas too. Can you lose money in Wall Street? Of course. Ask anybody in 08 and 09 how much they lost. Now ask them today, how long did it take you to get back to where you were before you lost 50 to 75% of your life savings, your retirement? And so that's your choice. You can stay with that, gamble away with your money, go to Las Vegas and make it or lose it. You can go to Wall Street, make it or lose it. Or you can pick up the phone and call me, and all you do is gain. You never lose when the market goes down. When the market tanks, you keep your gains. So give me a call. Here's my numbers. Come on, get ready. Get a pencil, pen, piece of paper, or your memory. Here you are. 303-710-3791. Toll free is 877-218-1972. Call me today for a no-cost appointment in your home or your office, and I'll bring you at no cost. My time never costs you a penny ever. I'll bring you the information, lay it out for you with you and your spouse and your stuff. Give me 30-ish minutes, no pressure, no cost. But you owe it to yourself. You owe it to your family. You owe it to your future to at least get the truth about how you can capture the upside of the market with none of the downside risk, how you can get lifetime income till death or 120 years old. Call your financial planner, advisor, CFP fee taker and say, hey, I got this much in my stock portfolio. I want to turn on income and I want to be paid for life or to 120 years old. They'll laugh at you, number one. Then they'll tell you, whoever told you that doesn't know what they're talking about. Well, I got news for you, folks. They're lying to you because I do know what I'm talking about. So give me a call. 303-710-3791. Toll free is 877-218-1972. Now, I'll give you those numbers three more times in my radio show today. I still get calls from people 6 years and say, well, I never could hear your phone number. Well, pay attention. There it is. And I'm going to. Now, I did legitimately. I listen to people sometimes. If you're mean and crude and rude and cussing and everything else on the phone or in person, it's going to be a real short conversation, folks. I got news for you. I do not deal with grouchy, adversarial people. I don't do it. So, but if you legitimately want to know how an indexed annuity works, and I'll take, of that 30 minutes, I'll take less than 2 minutes, and I'll draw it out on a piece of paper, and if you pay attention, you will know in less than 2 minutes. Here's how an index annuity works and how it can work for you. whether you believe it or not, whether you listen or not, whether you choose to do it or not, that's all on you, folks. All I do is give people the truth about indexed annuities. It's all I've got, but I've never been a gambler. When I go to Las Vegas to deal with clients, and I've got a bunch of them down there, And when I go down there, I don't put the first nickel or quarter or dollar or whatever it is in those jingly slot machines. I don't do it. Money's too hard to come by for me to just throw it away. And so if you're interested in getting the truth, then I'm the guy you want to talk to. What you do with it is your choice. Here, my audience will like this. A British doctor says, in Britain, medicine is so advanced that we cut off a man's liver, put it in another man, and in 6 weeks, he's looking for a job. The German doctor says, well, that's nothing. In Germany, we took part of a brain, put it in another man, and in 4 weeks, he's looking for a job. The American doctor laughs. He says, y'all are behind us. 4 years ago, we took a man with no brain, no heart, and no liver and made him president, and now the whole country's looking for a job. Well, I thought that was pretty funny, and if you didn't, you'd probably turn the dial by now. Help yourself. It's okay with me. I've got another article up here that I really don't want to take the whole time to read it. It's 4 pages, but it's a 60-year-old woman opened her barn to 79 Hell's Angels during a deadly tornado that saved them. Coffee wrapped them in she served them coffee, wrapped them in blankets, kept them safe through the longest night of their lives. 5 days later, 300 bikers returned, but it wasn't just to say thank you. It was to repay a debt that went back 40 years. Turns out her husband had been a motorcycle mechanic, and these Hell's Angels knew him and remembered him. And it comes down here to the end. I got to jump down here and at least read this to you. And so a few days later, how many of them? Let's see. Several hundred Hell's Angels returned to her house, and they said, "Ma'am," this bishop said, who was a head guy in Hell's Angels, "1979, the founders of our charter were riding through here. They had a blowout, bad wreck. Police wouldn't help them. Ambulance wouldn't take him because of the patches. A mechanic came out with his truck, loaded the bikes, fixed them for free, and let the boys sleep in his shop so they wouldn't get arrested for vagrancy. He saved Big Al's leg from gangrene." Bishop pointed to the photo. "That was Thomas," Eleanor teared up. "He never told me that. He just helped everyone. He helped us when nobody else would," Bishop said. "We've been looking for the family for decades to pay him back. The storm finally passed. When they emerged, the devastation was heartbreaking. The barn, the tools, everything was gone. Eleanor's farmhouse had lost its porch and half its shingles, and the fences were flattened and so on." And they said, back up here, it says these guys all pulled into her yard a few months later, and she was sitting on a bucket in her driveway, staring at the debris of her house and her barn, wondering how to start cleaning it up. Then she heard it, not the roar of wind, the roar of engines. She looked up, and coming down Route 76 wasn't just a group, it was an army. 300 Harley-Davidsons. The sun glinted off the chrome, creating a river of light. It was the Hell's Angels. Bishop was in the lead, but they weren't alone. Behind the bikes were trucks, pickup trucks loaded with lumber, a cement mixer, a roofing van, a flatbed with brand new tractor. They pulled into her yard, filling every inch of space. Bishop climbed off the bike, and he walked up to Eleanor, who was too stunned to speak. "We told the rest of the club about Thomas," Bishop said, grinning. "And we told them about you and about the coffee and the shelter." And he handed her an envelope. It was thick, and he said, "That's for taxes and bills." Bishop said, "And the boys?" He pointed to 300 men who were already unloading tools, wood, ladders. "We're not leaving until this farm looks brand new." Eleanor opened the envelope, and there was $50,000 in cash inside, collected from chapters all over the Midwest. "Why?" Eleanor whispered. Bishop said, "Because 40 years ago, your husband fixed our bikes," Bishop said. "5 days ago, you fixed our spirits. The angels pay their debts, Eleanor." For the next 2 weeks, the farm was a construction site. The bikers fixed the roof, repainted the house, rebuilt the barn better than before, and even fixed the fence. When they finally left, Eleanor wasn't just a widow on a failing farm. She was the grandmother of the charter. And every Sunday for the rest of her life, she heard the rumble of a few bikes coming down the road, stopping by just to check to see if she needed anything and needed any coffee. You need a copy of that, and I'll be glad to send it out to you. Ginny and I, I've ridden motorcycles since I was 12 years old. I've ridden Harleys for 40-ish years, and we still own a 21 Harley trike, and we ride as often as we can, and we go to Sturgis when we can every summer, and I'm here to tell you the Hell's Angels that I've met and that we've met and we've encountered along the road, they'll stop. They'll help bikers. They'll help cars and trucks. They'll help keep people. There's bad eggs in every group of people, folks. But I can promise you that is a true story about how Hell's Angels repay their debt and take care of a widow. So the reason I took time to read that, however many minutes that took, was because we need to treat people not because of how they look and how they cut their hair. In fact, I'm going to tell you a personal story. When I first got out of college in 1965, I answered an ad in the Kansas City paper and became a Kirby vacuum sweeper salesman. The first day I hit the street, there was a headline in the Kansas City newspaper that said, "Woman raped by vacuum sweeper salesman." I'm telling you the truth. And I went on. It's the only way I could make money. I sold a vacuum sweeper to a lady one time that didn't have a carpet in her house. But my Kirby vacuum sweeper had a drapery cleaning tool, and that's why she bought it. I did that for a few months. Then I went to work for an appliance store in Overland Park, Kansas. We sold Frigidaire appliances. I'll never forget. I was green as grass. There was two old guys in that store, and they thought they were hot shots, and I was green, and I'll never forget. One Saturday morning, this old farmer lady walked in the front door, and we took ups, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. It wasn't my turn. But these two hotshots looked at this old lady, farm lady, in an apron. When she walked in the door, they said, "Okay, Caskey, go for it." So I did. I walked up to her, treated her with respect. I was raised on a farm. I understood farm people. And she said, "I'm looking for a range." And so we had a lineup, starting with the cheapest model, ending up with the Imperial model, the most expensive. And I just walked her up that line, answered her questions. She said, "Well, I need this." And I went to the next one. "Well, I need this." We got all the way up to the Imperial model, the most expensive range in the store. And she said, I'll take that one. I said, how do you want to pay for it? She reached in her apron pocket and pulled out a roll of money and laid it out on that stove and started counting out $100 bills, $50 bills, $20 bills, $5 bills, $1 bills. I put that together, marked her sales contracts, paid in full, and turned around and looked at these two hotshots in the back of the room. They didn't have anything to say. I walked up to those two hotshots and I said, you know, boys, you can't judge a book by its cover. And I don't know if they learned anything, but I sure did. You can't judge a book by its cover. But I was taught, I was raised to teach, reach, treat people with respect. No matter how their hair was cut, no matter how they was dressed, treat them with respect. And that's why I read that Hell's Angels story and why I took time to tell you that personal story. I may or may not get to what I did a deep dive on this week. I will get to it. I've got some headlines I want to cover and explain what I do. But I've got a guy over here in Thornton. He's worked with us for 40 years. He's a heating, air conditioning, plumbing guy that is as honest as the day is long, hard worker. Now his son is working with him and doing the grunt work, and I have sent him to so many of my friends and clients over the years, and I'll send him to you. If you need a hot water heater replaced or a furnace serviced or whatever, and he's the one that he called me 2 weeks ago, and he said, have you heard of the NOx furnace regulations hitting Colorado, the suburb of California? I said, no, and he explained it to me. And he said the dealers, furnace suppliers that have the current furnaces, they can sell their current inventory, but they can't replace them with anything except these NOx, NOx furnaces, and they're more expensive and so on. So I decided to do a deep dive, and so I want to talk about the NOx furnace regulations and what it's going to cost you. And my title of today's broadcast is When Bureaucrats Decide How You Heat Your Home. And so we're going to cover that and understand that as of now, as of January 1st, 2 days, 3 days ago, you can buy, and right now, if you can find a supplier with the old furnaces, you can buy them. I told my friend, get me two of them. I'll put them in the crawl space, and when my furnaces give out, I'll replace them. And that's what he did. And I think you should do the same thing. And if you need a good furnace guy or somebody fix your hot, replace your hot water heater, he is as honest and hardworking as the day is long. And so we're going to talk about NOx furnace regulations and what's going to cost you if you don't do what I just said. Now, I'm telling you, I wouldn't have known anything about this. Maybe you do, but I wouldn't have known had an expert in that field hadn't called me. And maybe, in fact, he called me. He says, have you heard of this NOx that started in California? And of course, Colorado's now going to enforce it. And he told me about it, and I said, no. And so I did a deep dive on it, and we'll take that up when I come back. So I can't help you with your furnace, but I can help you with your retirement. Call me today, 303-710-3791 or 877-218-1972. Stay tuned. I will be right back. Well, hi, everybody. Dr. Ron Caskey here. You know, people go to Las Vegas, Cripple Creek, Central City, whatever, And they say, if I pull this handle one more time, surely I'll win. People get off the airplanes all happy. They get back on the same airplane 3 days later all sad. My point in saying that is the market will not sustain highs. It goes up and it goes down. So I'm suggesting that you don't wait until the market tanks to get your money changed over to a safety net. That's where I come in. I do everything with indexed annuities where the risk is on the life insurance company instead of on your shoulders. I do it all with indexed annuities and life insurance. So if you're interested in capturing the upside of the market with none of the downside risk, I'm the guy you want to talk to, and my time never costs you a penny, ever. All you got to do is pick up the phone, call me, get on my calendar, and I'll bring the information to you. Here's my numbers. Call me now. Don't put it off. Don't wait until the market tanks. 303-710-3791. Toll free is 877-218-1972. Pick up the phone right now. Get on my calendar. Don't put it off. 877-218-1972. Again, my name's Dr. Ron Caskey. My time doesn't cost you a penny ever. Call me now. Thanks. Bye.
Walter J. Hopp of Hopp & Associates is a law practice limited to estate and business planning. Walter is a Colorado native with extensive experience with clients local and nationwide, and is a former partner in a large multi-state estate planning law firm, affiliated with several professional groups to provide the most current and unique solutions for his clients. Walter is the author of articles and a book on estate planning, and a frequent speaker over the years to lawyers and groups alike. Again, on estate planning, Walter offers a unique approach for how to protect yourself and loved ones from a litigious and expensive legal system. And listen to this, your first meeting with Walter is free. That's right, free. To see if they can improve on planning that you may already have in place, call Walter and Associates PC of Longmont. Call today, 303-776-4045, or email him at walterhopp@hopplaw.org.
Well, hi everybody, Dr. Ron Caskey jumping in here just for 60 seconds to tell you about orphan 401ks. I've been talking about that for several weeks, did a couple of webinars on it. If you have left a job and left a 401k behind, that is an orphan 401k that no one cares about, no one's contributing to, no one's matching your money, and if you leave it there long enough, the fees will destroy that orphan 401k. So we can move that into an IRA annuity. It's just a matter of paperwork, a transfer form, and get it out of there into something that'll grow for you. Call me for a no-cost appointment in your home or your office. Here's my number, 303-710-3791. Do it today. Don't put it off.
In today's complex financial environment, many retirees are at a loss of exactly what to do. What retirement issues should you be considering? When it comes to your existing financial retirement strategy, have you really covered all of your bases? Are there any important retirement factors you have overlooked? Why spend another minute wondering? Call 303-710-3791 or visit roncaskey.com and get your free financial retirement kit. Dr. Ron Caskey's time and financial retirement kit is always provided at absolutely no cost. He offers a unique approach to a number of important items that you may want to consider when creating a sound retirement strategy for the days ahead. Your retirement is far too important to leave to chance. Call Dr. Ron Caskey at 303-710-3791 or visit roncaskey.com and get your free financial retirement kit today. The number again is 303-710-3791 or visit roncaskey.com now.
Welcome back to my second segment of today's Ron Caskey Show. My goodness, I've got to hurry and get all of this in the next 20-some minutes. So hurry up and listen fast. Here's my numbers. Call me, 303-710-3791. Toll free is 877-218-1972. Call me for a no-cost appointment in your home or your office. Give me 30-ish minutes, and I'll lay it out for you, and it's still your choice, and my time doesn't cost you anything. I try to work in a song on Saturday's radio show for those of you on the Western Slope who do not get my Bible Views radio show. So I'm going to go ahead and drop this one in there. It's a song I recorded years ago. I thought it was good just following our celebration of the birth, virgin birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm going to sing this song for you, and it's called Jesus, We Just Want to Thank You. Here you go.
Jesus, we just want to thank you. Jesus, we just want to thank you. Jesus, we just want to thank you. Thank you for being so good. Jesus, we just want to praise you. Jesus, we just want to praise you. Jesus, we just want to praise you. Jesus, we just want to tell you. Jesus, we just want to tell you. Jesus, we just want to tell you. We love you for being
As I listened to that song, I was thinking, man, I'm glad there were only four verses because there was a key change with every verse. And one or two more of those and it'd be out of my range on the top ends. Anyway, I just thought that was a great, appropriate song. And we know Jesus is coming soon. And are you ready? You need to make sure that you've been born again. And I'm not talking religion. I'm not talking denominations. I'm not talking baptism. I'm not talking church membership, giving your money, living a good life. I'm talking, have you been born again? If you haven't or you're not sure, you pick up the phone and call me because it could be too late if you wait, even today. So get it taken care of while you can. Here's some quick headlines. Banker, this is a full page in two-thirds of a page in the Wall Street Journal. Banker allegedly keeps dirty money flowing, and it's this guy from North Korea. There's a $7 million reward out in the United States for his capture. And he's a North Korean, and it's affected Citibank, J.P. Morgan, Wells Fargo, as he has washed money through those outstanding banks, tongue in cheek. But here's one only thing I want to point out here. Part of this article, it calls it crypto laundromat. Now, you all know, if you've listened to me any length of time, I don't like Bitcoin and cryptocurrency, you know, it's smoke and mirrors, folks. There's nothing there. It's data. These companies charge you real money for smoke and mirrors, and then most of them steal your money. But I've said all along that it's just a good way for the criminals to launder money. And the cartels jumped all over that, and they just continue to launder money. But here in this article, it says, crypto laundromat, the biggest source of funds for North Korea's bankers is stolen crypto, netting more than $6 billion for the regime over the years, according to data from whatever, which tracks crypto theft. Chain analysis is the name of that. And all they do is track crypto theft. And this North Korean, that's how he's getting most of his money. As far as the economy goes, everybody says, oh, yeah, the economy's getting better. Well, it is. Gas, I got gas for $1.98 just a few days ago. And so gas prices have come down. I don't know about grocery prices. Eggs have come down, everything. But unemployment rises despite job gains. Unemployment rises. And here's another. There's hundreds of thousands of people have been laid off as a result of the economy and robotics and so on. But here's Lexington, Nebraska. Wet concrete slid down the cement truck chutes, marking Prado's latest construction project in the adopted hometown. The 47-year-old entrepreneur says he has built and sold a dozen houses and so on. And here's Tyson Foods in this little bitty town, closed down and put 3,200 people out of work. 3,200 more people out of work. And the Denver Compost the same day. Small town in shock after 3,200 workers lose their jobs. And here's another one. Because people don't have enough money, they're borrowing from their 401ks in record levels never seen before because they don't have enough money. And so here's another one. Soaring car payments spur 100-month loans. Now, Trump, I don't know whether it's tongue-in-cheek or not. I wouldn't give it a serious second of a thought. But he's talking about 50-year mortgages on houses. Why? Because people don't have enough money. And then you throw it away in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, and variables? Now, you know how I feel about metal, gold and silver. There's nothing wrong with it. One thing that's wrong with it, it's not liquid. You are not going to be able to convert it to a spot price the day you need to sell it. You'll only get out of it what somebody's willing to give you for it, and it's not going to be a spot price. And I understand silver's on the increase. Great. But understand, it's still speculative. It is still a gamble. You put your money into gold and silver, you are still gambling because those markets, I know, they're up right now. Hang on. They could tank and take you with it. Do what you want. I'm not saying you're doing wrong. I'm just telling you, I won't do it. And it's pure speculation. Here's IRA inheritors find clock ticks to take payouts. Failing to take RMDs can result in a penalty. And I can get into that with you if you want. But understand, if your kids, if you die and they inherit your IRA and they're in their 30s, they have to start RMDs in their 30s. They have to pay required minimum, take required minimum distributions and pay the taxes on those. Officers seize, this is Adams County. A while back, they had the biggest bust in Colorado of fentanyl. And this all comes across the southern border. Biden's open border allowed millions of people in, millions of fentanyl pills that have killed hundreds of thousands of people, including one of our kids. So here's another one. Officers seized 67,000 fentanyl pills and other drugs. Guess what? It came in across the southern open border that Biden allowed to take place. Here's these drug companies. They're just making money hand over fist. That's why Fauci should face life imprisonment or a firing squad. Doesn't matter to me, but he's a criminal. He's a liar. And all of these stupid politicians followed him, and when he shut down everything, and I understand COVID was real, but if they'd allowed it to run its course, it would have been out of here in 6 months. But he was taking money from these huge drug companies, and so here's one that just tickles my funny bone, made me feel all kinds of good. Pfizer sees hit from COVID-19 drug drop. Pfizer sees hit from COVID-19 drug drop. Oh, what a shame. They're not going to be able to steal as much money from us as they have in the past. Here's one. This is tragic. I'll laugh at Pfizer. I ain't laughing at this. A family trying to raise millions to test gene therapy. So here's this individual. He supports his daughter's head as the family plays with toys at their home in Fort Collins on December 18th. Producing a treatment, this is the sub-headline, producing a treatment for Everly Green's rare condition isn't profitable for makers of drugs. Now, let me read that to you again. This is criminal on the parts of the government and the drug companies. They're thieves. They're robbers. They're liars. They're only in business not to help people. They're only in business to make money. So let me read this subheadline again. Producing a treatment for Everly Green's rare condition isn't profitable for makers of drugs. And so it goes on. Folks, I'm telling you, I don't have a kind word to say about drug companies or the medical industry today. You used to hear me brag on Kaiser all the time. I've said this for years. Well, you won't hear me bragging on them anymore because they, along with everybody else coming in this year, 2026, They have doubled their deductibles, so you got to pay twice as much before it kicks in. They have drastically reduced their benefit, drastically cut out some of them that's going to cost us personally thousands of dollars from here on going forward. And then try to get a hold of a live body at any of these HMOs. You can't do it. Once in a great while, I'll get a hold of a live body, but rarely. Rarely. It's all robotics and computers, and they make these phone calls. Well, we've got some questions to answer for you to answer, and it's a stupid computer. You can't see a live doctor until you've worked your way through the process. So, no, I don't brag on them anymore. Well, give me a call. Let me help you with your finances. And don't forget, give me a call if you need help with your furnace. So the time I've got left, which is 4 minutes, 5 minutes, I'm going to deal with this. I'm going to finish it up next week. But the topic is NOx furnace regulations when bureaucrats decide how you heat your home. Now, this isn't about clean air. This all started, of course, in the People's Republic of California and that communist governor that they've got. I don't know why anybody would stay in the People's Republic. I don't understand why you'd live on the West Coast, period. But this is not about clean air. It's about control. It's about cost shifting and compliance pushed quietly through. I didn't know anything about it until Brian called me about furnaces. He's my guy. And he called me and he said, have you heard of it? No, I hadn't. And so pushed quietly through unelected regulators while people are distracted with inflation, groceries, and interest rates. So what are NOx furnace regulations and why haven't you heard about them? Well, if your furnace breaks this winter, the government may decide what you're allowed to replace it with. In fact, they will decide. Washington didn't vote on this. You didn't vote on this, but you're going to pay for it. So here's some points. NOx stands for nitrogen oxide, a byproduct of gas combustion. Now, my guy tells me that when the inventory that's in these warehouses, you can still buy the old style, and you should. You should go find your furnaces. I did. I bought two of them and put them in a crawl space. And thanks to my furnace guy bringing this to my attention. But it strictly regulates the gas and so on. In fact, he said these are so fragile, highly regulated, and he said it takes 2 hours to do a startup on one of these new furnaces. So the rules target natural gas furnaces and gas water heaters rolled out through EPA and state agencies, not Congress, quietly embedded in building codes and replacement standards. So new builds, this is all wrapped into that. It's going to cost you hundreds of thousands of dollars to build a new house just because of regulations by these communists and replacement standards. Hits people when systems fail. No warning, no choice. So it doesn't just affect new construction. It affects replacement, which is when homeowners are most vulnerable. So if you want to prepare for this, try and find. They're allowed to sell the current inventory, but they cannot replace it. Any new inventory these suppliers get will be this NOx furnaces, highly regulated, very expensive, tough to start up, but you can shop around and find some In current inventory, you can buy them. That's what I did, and I recommend that you do that, and you want help with that, I'll give you Brian's phone number, and he can help you. But they're not coming for your furnace today. So if you don't have problems with your furnace today, I don't, but my furnaces are 23-some years old, and they're going to fail at some point. So I got replacements from the current supplies, so I don't have to go to these communist-run furnaces coming down the line. So they're not coming for your furnace today. They're going to wait until your furnace dies. And this, of course, is how regulations work. Now, they're slow, they're quiet, they're technical, and they are expensive. So I'm going to come back next week, and we're going to talk about what this really costs, because I got news for you. This isn't a $50 upgrade, folks. No, it's going to be expensive, and you need to pay attention. And so be sure you tune in next week. In the meantime, I can't help you with your furnace, but Brian can. And if you need help with a furnace or a hot water heater or anything along that line, you give me a call and I'll give you his phone number. And he's honest and hardworking, him and his son and his installers. They're good people. So give me a call. I'll give you that. Also, give me a call. Let me help you with your retirement. 303-710-3791. Toll free is 877-218-1972. Don't put it off. Call me for a no-cost appointment. Thanks for listening. See you next week. Bye.
Walter J. Hopp of Hopp & Associates is a law practice limited to estate and business planning. Walter is a Colorado native with extensive experience with clients local and nationwide, and is a former partner in a large multi-state estate planning law firm, affiliated with several professional groups to provide the most current and unique solutions for his clients. Walter is the author of articles and a book on estate planning, and a frequent speaker over the years to lawyers and groups alike. Again, on estate planning, Walter offers a unique approach for how to protect yourself and loved ones from a litigious and expensive legal system. And listen to this, your first meeting with Walter is free, that's right, free, to see if they can improve on planning that you may already have in place. Call Walter and Associates PC of Longmont. Call today, 303-776-4045, or email him at walterhopp@hopplaw.org.
Well, hi, everybody. Dr. Ron Caskey jumping in here just for 60 seconds to tell you about orphan 401ks. I've been talking about that for several weeks, did a couple of webinars on it. If you have left a job and left a 401k behind, that is an orphan 401k that no one cares about, no one's contributing to, no one's matching your money, and if you leave it there long enough, the fees will destroy that orphan 401k. So we can move that into an IRA annuity. It's just a matter of paperwork, a transfer form, and get it out of there into something that'll grow for you. Call me for a no-cost appointment in your home or your office. Here's my number, 303-710-3791. Do it today. Don't put it off.
In today's complex financial environment, many retirees are at a loss of exactly what to do. What retirement issues should you be considering? When it comes to your existing financial retirement strategy, have you really covered all of your bases? Are there any important retirement factors you have overlooked? Why spend another minute wondering? Call 303-710-3791 or visit roncaskey.com and get your free financial retirement kit. Dr. Ron Caskey's time and financial retirement kit is always provided at absolutely no cost. He offers a unique approach to a number of important items that you may want to consider when creating a sound retirement strategy for the days ahead. Your retirement is far too important to leave to chance. Call Dr. Ron Caskey at 303-710-3791 or visit roncaskey.com and get your free financial retirement kit today. The number again is 303-710-3791 or visit roncaskey.com now.
Well, there you go. There's the Ron Caskey Show for today. I appreciate you listening. And I'm going to tell you again, you need to call me for a no-cost appointment. No cost. My time never costs you a penny, and there's never any pressure from me to you to make a decision one way or the other. I'm going to show you how to protect, preserve, grow, and recession-proof your retirement. So all I want you to do today is give me a call and get on my calendar for a no-cost appointment in your home or your office. And again, no cost, no pressure. But I am going to show you, and I use only, you've heard the show, you've heard me say it week in and week out, I only talk about indexed annuities. That's a life insurance company product where your money is indexed to a market. Your money is not in the market. So if you want to get the truth, you want to get the honest facts about how to protect, preserve, and grow and recession-proof your retirement, call me today, 303-710-3791, toll-free, 877-218-1972. And oh, by the way, don't forget to dial in here, KLTT, tomorrow to the Bible Views radio show. Thanks for listening. Bye.